This is episode 2162 of the Daily Guided Meditation. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back midweek as we continue with our theme of self-care. How are you doing? I hope your challenge is coming along well. Your challenge this week is to every single day give yourself some self-care. Do something kind for yourself. And when you do this, you have more to give to others. So it's one of the most unselfish things you could do. But it's not just any self-care you're providing yourself this week. It's very specific, targeted care that you may be yearning for. You may even have been neglecting yourself with all that's going on in the world these days. So when you think about your self-care, what I encourage you to consider is, what do you want to enhance about your life? Try to draw out your best qualities, those qualities you tap into when you meditate. So if you're wanting to focus on improving your health, and so you think about what you need for self-care, think about why your health is so important to you. Maybe you're a parent and you want to be your best for your family. Maybe you feel like you haven't really been performing your best at work and as a friend or partner in general. So maybe you're realizing how much your health matters. So you decide to give yourself some self-care to get more sleep, so you can be your best. Think about how the kind of self-care you select to do for yourself is going to draw out your best qualities, those qualities the world needs. So as you get ready to do your meditation today, I invite you to try a unique technique. This is called a mudra. Mudras are ways you position your hands or your body to stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. Today's mudra is called the Mukula Mudra. To do this mudra is simple. You simply touch your fingertips to your thumb tips, doing this with both hands. And it looks like you're forming a little beak, maybe the beak of a bird. And when you use this mudra, it's very beneficial. If there's some part of your body where you experience discomfort or pain, you can place your hands in this mudra and then place them over the area where you're experiencing pain. So for example, if you're experiencing stomach pain, you could place your hands right over your stomach and then gently circle your hands over that area. You can just try this, see what you think. I know for many years, I really wasn't sure about mudras, so I didn't really venture into them when I first started meditating. But now I have to say they are my go-to technique. And I know for many of you that I hear from, you're also enjoying mudras. So you can see a mudra on my Sip and Om Instagram and Facebook accounts. I'll share a photo. Maybe I'll even do a little video on my stories on how to do this mudra. So this is something fun for you to try during your meditation today, or you can simply hold your hands in the position of the Mukula Mudra as you place your hands on your lap, upward or downward. Experiment with what feels best for you today. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. The benefits of meditation come about when you are consistently meditating, even if you're sitting quietly for just 5 or 10 minutes a day. It all adds up. I want to share with you from your fellow meditator, Christine. She comes from the tropical island Mactan Cebu, all the way from Asia in the Philippines. She says, I wanted to drop you a letter of appreciation. Your podcast has greatly helped me. I work in a bank, and right now, work demands and schedules are getting a little crazy because of the pandemic. So my sleeping patterns are being affected. I was diagnosed with GAD, general anxiety disorder. When I discovered your podcast, it somehow helped alleviate and uplift my mood. I usually listen to your podcast before I sleep, since there are times that I have some challenges sleeping. It serves as my meditative healing, and it helps to hypnotize me to sleep. If you'd like me to share your meditation journey with all of your fellow meditators here on the podcast, you can reach out to me at mary@sipandohm.com, or the best way is to send me a direct message on Sip and Ohm Instagram. So now, here you are, getting ready to meditate. I invite you to sit up straight and to close your eyes and gently elevate them upward. Elevating your eyes upward helps to keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Notice where you tend to harbor tension today. Reflect on what you need most right now, today. Allow yourself to focus on one of your best qualities. How could you enhance this quality with self-care? Continue reflecting on the best part of who you are. You are so worth slowing down for.